Today at 5 on NBC4 News. Accused of kidnapping and on the run.
Tobias Summers was seen via video surveillance.
Where police tell us he was just spotted. Starting at 5, a live pipe bomb at a local Home Depot. What we're learning about the explosive plot. Then, an animal hunt shakes a city park after several birds are shot down by a blowgun. Plus, a doggy napper on the loose after a man snatches a woman's dog. And it's all caught on tape. Starting at 5, today in L.A., when your Easter weekend is at stake, Elita Loresca has your forecast hour by hour.
We've got some changes.
And when traffic stops, Sean Murphy gets you there.
You have a couple freeway alternates to work with.
Start your day with Today in L.A. He served his country.
I have sleep apnea, high blood pressure.
Now he's in a new fight with the VA for benefits he earned.
How is the VA so much different than what they expected of us?
You ask, we investigate.
Where's my payback?
Action News, live at 11 Monday. Tonight, giving up a lot to give even more back.
I really just want to help make this a better place to live.
Connecting to nature and each other.
See how people live. It's extremely profound.
Life Connected, brought to you locally by U.S. Bank. When breaking weather strikes Green Country, no one will keep you more informed. No one will better prepare you to keep your family safe than Chief Meteorologist James Adelot, only on Fox 23. This is Up to the Minute.
Crews are still out here trying to repair that broken water main.
The minute you're up, on the ground, and in the air, News 4 New York is your source for breaking news. Wake up with Today in New York, Monday starting at 4:30 a.m. Get the A-list treatment at your favorite restaurant, no matter who you are. Eateries keeping tabs on diners, tracking everything from your name, your favorite dish, even how much you tip, all in the name of VIP. But are they getting too personal? CBS 2 reports, VIPU, tomorrow at 11. Hey, baseball fans, join Fox 23 in cheering on your Tulsa Drillers September 5th and 6th as they host the first playoff games in the history of One Oak Field.